All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. We're talking about the Greg Kinn Band, right?
That's right. As we talk about musicians, we often pigeonhole them, if you will, by one or two songs, and they're in that particular genre and so forth, and it's kind of hard for them to break out, right?
Stay in your lane, stay in your lane.
Yeah. So with Greg Kinn, he kind of goes a little deeper than one particular song or genre, so to speak.
Yep.
Anyway, got his start back in the 60s. Still in high school, and mom sends a demo tape to a radio station that is looking for original talent. He wins. So guess what he wins, Mike?
Probably not very much.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. I know what radio stations are like.
You work at one, right?
Yeah.
All right. Typewriter, stack of albums, and an electric guitar.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it does all right. Greg decides he's going to move to San Francisco and try to cultivate his dreams. But
like everybody else at the time.
Yeah, exactly. But ends up painting houses, singing on the streets, and working at a record store.
Right, right.
He ends up befriending Matthew Coleman, and Matthew is going to start a new record label, and Greg happens to be the one that fits the bill and makes the label a success.
Yep.
Produces 11 albums with the with that particular label.
Yep.
Goes on to open an act for Rolling Stones, Journey, and the Grateful Dead at many arenas.
There you go. But,
what really brought me to his story, Mike, was the fact that he's a very generous person, received the Man of the Year Award in 2010 for the Leukemia Society.
Good.
Unfortunately, Greg passed away in 2024 with Alzheimer's.